everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's your day going? Well, this is Curry Glassell, and you're listening to my podcast called GEMS. And if you've never listened before, and this is, and you're a first timer, GEMS stands for glamour, elegance, money, and sex. Ooh la la. Because for me, those are four elements of which make up the funnest, most enjoyable part of life and living here on planet X. Oh, planet Bob. Oh no, Earth. So today I was thinking about how much I love gardenias. As a matter of fact, how incredibly orgasmic I feel when I'm in my garden and I'm snipping my beautiful gardenia blossoms, and I have a gigantic gardenia bush. Actually, I have four gigantic gardenia bushes put together so they look like one gigantic tree, and the blossoms are almost as big as your hand. And I was smelling them, and actually I have two right next to me in this beautiful green crystal carved German bowl. And as I, oh my gosh, as I smell it, I was like, this is better than sex. Or this is at least as good as the best sex I've ever had. And that may sound kind of crazy to you. And what if sex was not everything we thought it was? What if sex was looking good, feeling good, and just enjoying your body, enjoying your life, enjoying the way you strut down the street, enjoying when you get the whistle? What if sex was more than just brum, 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 brown chick, brown cow, putting body parts together? What if there was a lot more to it? What if there was a sense? What if your nose could sense something so orgasmic? And some people have that with food. And actually, sometimes I have that with food too. Sometimes I can smell something and I just go, oh my God, that's incredible. And sometimes when, and like sommeliers with wine, they smell their wine and this thrills their soul and excites their body. So what can you be or do today to excite and invite your body to a more orgasmic life and living? And if you've never had that before, what choices do you have to create something different? So everything that doesn't allow you to choose an orgasmic experience outside of copulation, would you be willing to choose that today and see what could show up for you? I wonder what could show up for you if you asked a question. I wonder how many orgasmic sensations you could have today with your body as you go through your life. Would you be willing to have that? Would you be willing to consider that the world around you is a open plane of possibilities? Where are the possibilities for you to have more joy, more glamour, more elegance, more money, and more sexualness? Sexualness, just the nurturing, caring that nature and plants give to you, the smells of beautiful food, the interaction with people that have your back, friendship. If you have one friend, one person who doesn't judge you in this life, what a gift is that to you? How wonderful is that? Have you appreciated them today? If you have one person who doesn't judge you, call them up and just say, hey, just wanted to say hey today. Thank you. Thank you for not judging me. It just made my day to think about you. I did that today. I went to happy hour with a friend of mine today. Today, time is so weird. So we met actually for an early happy hour, and it was so great to see her. And we just had such a wonderful catch up. And we were talking about how much we loved Prosecco and how much we loved, for me, I had a French martini. Have you guys ever had a French martini? Well, it's really, really, really good. And it's pink. For all those girls out there who love pink, it's a very sexy pink drink. And it's pretty damn potent too. Anyway, we had a great catch up, and I hadn't seen her in months and months, and it was wonderful, amazing. And we were talking about the markets, and we were talking about our lives and our boyfriends and work and the books we're both writing. And it was just such a wonderful, wonderful hour. So what would it take for you to call a friend today and spend an hour catching up with them? Have yourself a happy, happy hour today, particularly because it's Monday. Monday, you should always have a happy hour day. You should always have a happy hour plan for Monday because you want to start the day off with more joy and more ease and more fun. And probably sometimes Mondays are not the funnest days. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to have Monday fun day with total ease? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, and bad, pog and pot all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And what would it take for you to be willing to have a more orgasmic day, a more orgasmic week? What would it take for you to be willing to receive more? What makes you happy? What thrills your soul? I told you that smelling a fresh blooming gardenia for me was like, wow, better than sex. I need to work on that because if it's better than sex, I definitely need to meet some different men. Anyway. All right there. So I wish you guys a wonderful, happy Monday, and I would hope for you to have more fun and more joy and more ease with your day. And if you have any questions or you want to write in, we would be happy to work with you. We'd be happy to talk to you. And any subjects you want me to talk about, please, please, please feel free to write us at curryglassl.com. And have an awesome day. Have an orgasmic day. And enjoy your life. It's the only one you've got right now. Why not enjoy it? All right. Well, thanks for listening. And how does it get any better than this? And remember, all of life can come to you with ease, joy, and glory. And actually, if you say that 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, your life will actually change. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Enjoy your Monday. See you next time. Bye-bye.